presented by Clay County Public Golf Course and Benefield Funeral Home.
Classic Country 90.9.
Hey folks, Bill Bubba Bussey here, and this ain't your average morning show. We're talking life, laughs, and a little bit of ball with Coach in the Game. It's Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Bucks Island in Southside, Alabama is a family-owned marine dealership and supports Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. More information is available at bucksisland.com or by phone at 1-800-I-AM-READY.
In Ashland, this is the 3-Point Stance with Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, David Nolan, and Coach Steve Giddens on Classic Country 90.9.
Down the field, he's got a man, caught it, he's free, Phil Yall Johnson at the 10, at the 5, touchdown, touchdown, there are no flags, touchdown pass on the final snap of the game, Jacksonville State has won it.
Let's pick on the field goal unit.
Got to. There's only time for one more play. The ball's at the Auburn 36. So it's going to be about a 52-yard attempt. The 52-yard attempt will be it for Van Chippen.
This would win the game. A 52-yard try. The clock will not start till the ball is snapped. There is the snap. The kick. It is in the air. It has tested. It's good! It's good!
It's good!
It's good!
It's good!
It's good!
Van Chippen has won the ball game.
Alabama has beaten Auburn. Van Chippen has kicked a 52-yard field goal, and the state of Alabama is crimson.
Chris Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
On this Thursday morning, Thursday, May 14, 3-Point Stance coming your way on this Thursday morning, live and in living color from the east side of the historic Clay County Courthouse Square, the Bassett Building. We're on the outside of our First Bank Alabama studios this morning, 61.4 degrees on the outside. It's a game day here in Clay County for our Lady Vols. They're on the road in studio this morning. Hey, the Barber Hall of Fame nominee, the 2025 Cornhole Challenge champion, the barber David Nolan, the has-been coach Chris Herron. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Coach.
The guys are on the road again.
On the road again.
Headed back to Montgomery, Lagoon Park. We've got more Lady Vols softball action today.
A big match today.
It's big, Dave. It's first one.
Big, big.
You know, the Lady Vols successful yesterday. Their first game, they knock off Brubaker Tech 5-0. Played the second game yesterday afternoon. Ran into a mean bunch of Hornets. They were mad. A bunch of Hornets out of Beauregard.
They kicked that nest that first game, didn't
they? Oh, my goodness. Yes, they did. So that ran into those Beauregard Hornets and fell there 12-2. But because of that first win, advanced to today's round. And before the sun sets today, Dave, two teams from this region will be qualified for the state tournament. Our Vols have that opportunity. But at 9 o'clock today, they take on the Shelby County Wildcats. Area foe. We played them twice during the regular season. We played them once in the area tournament, Dave. We're 0-3 against them this year.
Well, Coach, it's hard to beat a team four times.
It is hard to beat. And you know what you got to do? You faced them. You know their strengths. You know any weaknesses they may have. Of course, they know you too. But, hey, you know what you got to do to beat them.
Well, maybe overconfidence by them will work in our favor
today. That can happen sometimes, Dave.
It can.
Absolutely.
It can.
On the other side of that coin. So, but later on this morning, somewhere around 8:50 or so, we'll be handing 8:45. We'll hand this thing off to the voice of our volunteers, Rusty Taylor, his analyst, Coach Jerry Weems, and they'll take it from there across the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. And that first pitch scheduled for 9 o'clock, those guys will hit the air around 8:45, 8:50 this morning, and they'll take you through that game. And ever how long the Vols last today?
I feel good about today's game. I really do.
You know, they had the night. I mean, you know, they're going into it. They know it's now or never.
The big win yesterday.
Yes.
That's going to give them confidence
for
today.
Yes, absolutely. So they'll get that thing started later on. I'll tell you another one, Dave. They had it going on yesterday. The Atlanta Braves.
They're red hot, Coach.
And our Braves report this morning, well, it comes to us each and every day, courtesy of J&J Pressure Washing and J&J Fireworks, 256-618-2809 or 256-770-2334, J&J Pressure Washing and J&J Fireworks, our Braves report for this Thursday morning. Well, Dave, yesterday, the Braves defeated the Chicago Cubs by a score of 4-1. And, Dave, the Braves become this year's first 30-game winner.
How about
in Major League Baseball?
They're the only team that's done it.
They're it. 30-13, Dave, the Braves. They keep finding new ways to win, and it all adds up to them becoming the first big league team to win 30 games this year. That 30-13 record after a 4-1 win over the Cubs yesterday. Mike Yastrzemski came off the bench to contribute a pinch-hit double that drove in the tie-breaking run. And jack-of-all-trades Mariuko Dubon, followed with a two-run homer into the Chicago bullpen that finished off the Cubs, throwing another stout performance by the bullpen, which got one score this inning apiece from four relievers. This team is threatening to run away with the NL East before the start of the summer. The Braves are up by 9 games on second-place Washington and have a double-figure margin over everyone else in the division. The last time they were the first Major League Baseball team to reach 30 wins came 23 years ago. When they did it, it took them 43 games to reach 30 wins. But they say there's no egos here, says Yastrzemski, who contributed his first homer of the season the previous night in a 5-2 victory over the Cubs. Nobody feels like they own any piece of this team. We're all pulling on the same rope together, the same direction. Whatever opportunities come for you that day,
pull the rope.
That's good enough. Hold the rope, Dave.
Hold the rope.
Hold the rope. The new manager, Walt Weiss, he's done a great job with this team.
He has.
I mean, they're impressive.
And I love seeing quotes like that referring to the team.
Yes.
You know, it's all about team.
Absolutely.
That's how you're going to get it done.
That's how you make it happen, Dave, no doubt. That is how you make it happen. The Braves, well, they've got another game in that series today. Later on, they'll be taking on the Cubs tonight. MLB TV, that's a 6:15 first pitch. Braves and the Cubs on MLB TV. We look over to the American League, Dave, and our Chicago White Sox. They got that series at home with the Kansas City Royals going on.
Coach, they've won 4 in a row.
How about
that? They win again. They're red hot. They defeat the Royals 6-5. Another tight game, but they pull it off. And they face the Royals again today at 6:40 on MLB TV. Now, the standings, it's still a game and a half back, so nothing's changed since yesterday. Cleveland, who is on top of the division, they're red hot as well. They've won 3 in a row, but Chicago White Sox are on a tear right now.
Dave, they're back to 500.
They are.
They're right there at it.
They're playing good ball.
Yes,
Coach.
They are. They sure are. The White Sox.
Birmingham's proud.
Birmingham is proud of the White Sox.
Yes, they are.
We're proud of Birmingham. We're going up there in a couple of weeks, Dave.
I know it.
We're going to catch it out for the old Rookwood Field game.
That's going to be fun.
We'll talk about that more as we get a little closer
to
it.
The classic.
We're looking forward to that. We absolutely are. Hey, that's our Braves report this morning. The Braves report comes to us each and every morning. J&J Pressure Washing and J&J Fireworks and the Braves report. We're in the kickoff hour of the three-point stance. The kickoff hour of the three-point stance, supported by Hill Auto Sales. They're on the World Wide Web at buyfromhill.net. At 8:14 on this Thursday morning, three-point stance with Coach and the Barber and you. Thank you for being with us. We'll step away and take a break. We'll be back the other side of the break as three-point stance continues as part of Classic Country Morning on Classic Country 90.9.
Or on Facebook under Mountain View Outfitters.
Classic Country 90.9.
We ask. And every person we ask has one favorite radio station.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Make it yours, too.
You're listening to 3-Point Stance on Classic Country 90.9.
The Bellamy Brothers, they're the featured artist right now. 3-Point Stance, thanks for joining us, everyone.
We are at 8:18 on this Thursday morning, Thursday, May 14th. 3-Point Stance, Classic Country Mornings. We're going to the unique hotline from the Crimson Tide Sports Network, our buddy, Mr. Roger Hoover. Good morning, Hoover.
Hey, you're
3-Point
Stance. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well this morning, Hoover. Hoover, we got some, a lot of moving parts around here. We got our Lady Vols softball team. They're in the section of the region tournament this morning. We'll be handing that thing off for Coach Williams and the guys, calling some softball action so we get to spend a few minutes with you this morning. The Alabama Crimson Tide, last week, a successful trip to Carolina, got Ole Miss in for the final series this weekend. Before we hit that, we've got our quick question of the week for you, Hoover. We want to know, how many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Yeah, twice. Let's see. There, every now and then I'll go right after lunch if I'm home to make it three times, but usually just morning and night, and that's it.
Yeah, that's the way most people seem to go. The morning brush, Hoover, is it when you some people brush when they first get up just to try to get rid of some morning breath, or some wait till maybe if they eat breakfast at home, they'll wait until after breakfast. Are you a first thing in the morning or after the breakfast?
Usually after breakfast, or kind of last thing before I hit the door, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. That makes sense. Yeah, where your breath is good and your mouth good and fresh heading into the day. Right. I got you. So, all right, Hoover, let's talk about the Crimson Tide, a successful series last weekend in Carolina, and this final weekend of conference play before the tournament next week with Ole Miss coming in. Carry us back to Carolina and talk us through that series up there.
Yeah, really timely home runs. I think that was the most important thing on Friday night. The ones by Luke Vaughn, Justin LeBron, and then the next day as well with JJ Williamson from Hartzell stepping up with his first career homer, John Lynn with a two-run shot. Just really everybody found a way to contribute, it seemed like. And main story with this team, the pitching continues to be good. Starting pitching was solid all weekend long, and this combination continues. Alabama's going to be really hard to beat.
They've got this weekend, of course, everybody across the conference, the final series this weekend. I think most of them, they all start today, I believe. And Alabama's got the Ole Miss Rebels coming in. And, boy, behind Georgia, and Georgia's already kind of – they've kind of locked down that number one seed, I guess, for the tournament. But, boy, there is a log jam behind Georgia but for the teams. A lot of teams 16-10, 16-11, where Alabama finds themselves.
Yeah, the Crimson Tide currently tied with Auburn at 16-11. Now Alabama does have a tiebreaker thanks to that sweep we had in Tuscaloosa a few weeks ago. So it's an important series. Alabama needs to make sure it takes care of business, because getting that double bye in the SEC tournament is so critical. And also just the larger picture, Alabama is trying not just to host the NCAA regional, but also potentially host a super regional if you can get a national top eight seed for the NCAA tournament. So I think those are two huge motivating factors, in addition to just playing your best baseball against Ole Miss over these three games.
Hoover, when you make that national tournament, how And we know it's important, but how important do you feel like it is to be one of those top eight seeds to where if things go your way, you don't have to leave your campus and your facility until if you are able to go to Omaha to the World Series? That's big.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, I think the softball team is going to show that over the next couple of weeks with what's coming up at Rhodes Stadium, as Alabama's the number one national seed in softball. And I think for baseball, it'd be important too, mainly because this team has played a lot better at home than it has on the road, kind of outside of that sweep of South Carolina this past weekend. Most of the big moments this year have happened at Sewell-Thomas Stadium. And if you look at our Friday night starter, Tyler Fay, his ERA is around 2 or 3 at home versus around 7 or 8 on the road. So what a difference that would make having Tyler Fay in his familiar setting, Sewell-Thomas Stadium, to start a regional or a super regional.
And the tournament next week, that thing's after we finish these series this weekend, the tournament in Hoover, and now that tournament is a single elimination event during the week. Is that correct?
It is. Same format as last year. Once the SEC expanded to 16 teams, everybody gets to go. So, yeah, just some teams are going to be one and done. But hopefully we can have a good stay that starts later in the week if we get that double bye.
Roger Hoover with us this morning. Hoover, we thank you for your time this morning. And look forward to hearing you on the call throughout the weekend. And we'll look forward to maybe talking with you next week as the Tide and all the SEC are there in Hoover for that SEC tournament.
Look forward to it. Best of luck to your softball team. Thanks, guys, for having me on. Roll Tide.
Thank you, guys. Roger Hoover with us this morning from the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Hey, he's across that unique hotline. The unique hotline is made possible each and every day by Unique Barbecue, located at 64 Ashland Street in Goodwater, Alabama. Unique Barbecue by phone, 256-839-5333. Unique Barbecue, supporting the unique hotline on the three-point stance. Across that hotline today, Roger Hoover of the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Courtesy of Countryside Motorsports, 1874 Taylor Road in Ashland. Pre-owned Harley-Davidsons, UTVs, ATVs, and more. 256-354-5846. Countryside Motorsports, making it possible for us to speak with Roger Hoover from the Crimson Tide Sports Network. We find ourselves at 8:23 on this Thursday morning. And Dave, let's just take a look for a minute as we were talking with Hoover about the standings in the SEC as we head into these last series for SEC baseball. We've got the Georgia Bulldogs. They've wrapped up that number one seeding in the tournament. Dave, the Bulldogs this year headed into this last weekend find themselves at 21-6.
Oh, yeah.
A tremendous year for Georgia baseball.
They've had a really good year.
This year. You've got Texas A&M and Texas. Well, they're both 16-10, and Dave, they're a game short of everybody else because the third game of their series earlier this spring was rained out.
That's right, Coach.
And that game could come into play, you know, depending on what happens in these next few games. But they both find themselves 4.5 games behind Georgia. Then at 16-11, as Hoover mentioned, Alabama and Auburn. They both sitting there with that 16-11 record in conference play. And both of those guys, big series for both those teams. Alabama, of course, with Ole Miss. And Auburn, Dave, they've got those Georgia Bulldogs on the plane starting tonight.
Listen, huge series.
Big series for both of those teams. The Florida Gators and the Mississippi State Bulldogs, along with the Arkansas Razorbacks, they find themselves all at 15-12. Ole Miss, those Rebels coming to Tuscaloosa, 14-13 on the year. Oklahoma, the Sooners, along with the Tennessee Volunteers, 13-14. Kentucky at 12-15. Vanderbilt, 11-16. LSU at 9-18. Carolina, 7-20. And Missouri Tigers, well, they're bringing up the bottom, 6-21 on the year in the SEC. The series, they get started tonight, the final series for SEC baseball. And those things starting today at 6:30, at 5:30 Alabama time, you've got number 12, Arkansas. They're in Kentucky taking on the Wildcats. 6 p.m., number 13, Mississippi State. They are visiting number 10, Texas A&M in College Station. Also 6 p.m., South Carolina and Vanderbilt. They get together in Nashville. 6 p.m., Ole Miss, number 15, where they're ranked. They're in Tuscaloosa taking on the 18th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. 6 p.m. also, Missouri, they're at number 6-ranked Texas. They're in Austin. The 19-ranked Florida Gators, they're in Baton Rouge taking on the LSU Tigers. That game at 6:30 Alabama time. Also at 6:30, the Tennessee Vols, they're in Oklahoma taking on the Oklahoma Sooners. And on the SEC Network tonight, Dave, 7 o'clock, here it is, number 4-ranked Georgia Bulldogs, number 5-ranked Auburn Tigers. They're in Plainsman Park in Auburn tonight. as all the SEC baseball teams get started tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, ending things a day early before that SEC tournament gets underway next week in Hoover.
Exciting time in SEC baseball.
Big stuff. A lot of things still to be decided. A lot of important. The seeding there, and it was, you know, it was mentioned there. Hoover mentioned it. Brad Law did on Tuesday. If you can wind up with that double bye and just starting that thing late in the week.
That's a big advantage.
A big advantage for your teams, a little extra rest. Your pitching staff is not going to have the load on it because a lot of these teams, they know regardless of how this tournament goes, they're headed on to a regional somewhere.
They do.
And you've got those teams, in those top few teams battling for a host spot and even for super regionals if they can grab one of those top eight seeds countrywide.
But you got to take care of business.
One at a time, Dave.
That's it.
One at
a time. Don't look ahead.
One at a time.
You hear me, Vols? Don't look ahead.
Yes. One at a time. One pitch at a time. One play at a time. Hey, it's 8:27. We'll step away. We'll take this break during the Hill Auto Sales kickoff hour of the 3-Point Stance. Hey, it's your Classic Country morning right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Clay County Public Golf Course and Benefuel Funeral Home.
Classic Country 90.9.
We play favorites, and we are a favorite. In their own words, what's everyone's favorite radio station?
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
A&D Metal Roofing Supply supports Classic Country mornings on Classic Country 90.9 with locations in Alexander City, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available online at aemetalroofing.com.
Captain and Tennille joining us.
Dave. What a great variety show, Dave. They had the variety
show.
That was a good show.
It was a great show. Great guest on that show.
Now, Dave, isn't there some state of Alabama, maybe Auburn ties to the...
She was an Auburn singer.
Yes, she was, in the chorus.
She was in the chorus.
Yes.
That's right.
The show choir.
I think they're called the Auburn Knights.
Okay. Really?
K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
I did not know that.
The Auburn Knights, Coach.
Wow. You stomped out some ignorance for me today. How did Auburn get the? How did they name them Knights? Reckon.
I don't know.
That's odd. I'd like to know the
song.
I'd like to know the history of that name.
Yeah.
Chose Knights.
It's an old name because it goes way back in the yearbooks.
Right.
You can look them up.
Yeah.
But the origin of the name, I do not know.
That's good.
The Auburn Knights.
Tony Tennille.
Yeah.
The captain and Tennille. Hey, we're at 8:34. We're winding things down. 8:45, we'll be handing this thing off to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as the voice of our Vols, Rusty Taylor, and his analyst, the Hall of Famer, Coach Weems. They'll be bringing a softball action between the Lady Vols and the Shelby County Wildcats from the region tournament in Montgomery. But before we get there, hey, we got some scores to go through. The NHL, they're playing for Lord Stanley's Cup. And last night, well, a series ended in the Western Division, the Western Conference. A final in overtime, the Colorado Avalanche over the Minnesota Wild by a score of 4-3. The Avalanche scoring a goal in overtime. That sudden death overtime that the NHL uses. So the Avalanche advance. In the West, a couple of games tonight, NHL playoffs on TNT, True TV. Well, it starts at 6 p.m. between the Montreal Canadiens and the Buffalo Sabres. That series tied at 2 games apiece, so game 5 tonight in Buffalo at the KeyBank Center. And then following that one, same channel, 8:30, the Vegas Golden Knights. They're in Anaheim taking on the Ducks. And that series being led by Vegas, they could clinch tonight. They're up 3-2 as the battles continue through the playoffs for Lord Stanley's Cup. There's more, Dave.
There's more, Coach?
There's other playoffs.
You talking about playoffs?
Yes. Yes. We had one last night in the NBA, Dave.
Yeah, we did. The Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavaliers won a big game 5 last night versus the Detroit Pistons in overtime, no less. Cavaliers win 117 to 113 over Detroit to go to a game six.
That's where they'll be.
Cavs are leading 3-2.
No games tonight, Dave, in the NBA.
No games tonight.
They'll be back at it on Friday when we'll have two games.
We'll have two games Friday. We'll have the Pistons and Cavs for game six. And then we'll have the Spurs and the Timberwolves. And that series is 3-2 with the Spurs up 3-2.
So those series could wind up on Friday.
They could, yeah.
If the Cavs or the Spurs can pull off the win there. So it continues. Playoffs, they're all over the place, Dave.
Playoffs, Coach.
They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Coach, did you know?
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know, Dave. I don't know if I did or not.
Well, we were talking off the air about coaches' salaries.
Yes.
And I got me to thinking about who might not be making as much money in college football.
Okay.
As a head coach.
Right. So we're going on the low end.
Right. We're going on the low end.
All right.
And here are some of the low end head coaches in Division I college football.
There's 132 of them. So these are some toward the bottom.
That's right.
All right.
Deshaun Foster. He's $3.1 million.
Well, bless his heart.
Brent Key.
Georgia Tech. Yeah.
Doesn't make a whole lot of money compared to some.
Right.
4.5.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, 4.5 that's million. The lower end.
And another one, got an Auburn tie right here. Rhett Lashley. You want to take a guess at what?
Lashley, SMU?
Rhett Lashley.
Is SMU? It SMU?
That's right.
I'll say Lashley's about, let's give him 4.7.
Coach, he makes $2.47 million.
Really?
Yeah.
At SMU. I would have thought it would have been
He's
more.
He's on the low end, Coach.
Being at SMU.
And he took him to a playoff.
He did. They were in the playoffs.
That's the playoffs.
He made the playoffs.
He did.
My goodness, that's surprising. Because there's money out there.
There's
money
out.
That's Texas schools.
But there's some coaches that make pretty big money.
Oh, there are, Dave. You know. But that did you know, Dave brings it to us every day. Dave, did you know? Courtesy of Midway Pawn Shop. They're located at 1934 Front Street, Anniston, Alabama, 256-831-2551. Midway Pawn Shop. And Dave's did you know, each and every day, here on the 3-Point Stance. Some of those salaries, Dave, let's go to the other end of that thing.
Let's look at the other end of the spectrum.
Because there's some, Dave, that, whoo-wee.
they're up there where the stars are.
Dave, we're going to start with number one and work our way down. Let's look at these, Dave, and think.
Are they making too much?
We know, Dave, you know, in the realm of life, that all these guys really, they don't. You're going to make what the market will pay. I get that.
What it will bear.
But really what it's worth, I mean, you know, is it really worth some of these figures? You know, compared to some other professions.
Yeah.
To me, you know, the doctors, some law enforcement, first responders, those guys that, you know, those men and women, you know, and they make very good money, but that's, you know, that's who deserves some big time money to me. But it is what it is, Dave.
It sure is.
The highest paid head coach headed into 2026, Dave. Kurt Cignetti.
Cignetti at the top of the list.
$13.2
million. Wow. $13.2. He's got a good agent.
He does have a good agent.
And that means a lot.
It does. Oh, that's big.
That's a big part
of it. That is a big part of it. No doubt. Is he worth it for Indiana?
Coach, he's worth it.
Yeah.
If you'd asked me before the season began.
Before last year, yeah.
And I'm sure he got a huge raise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is probably after he got the raise, but... he's proven his worth.
I read an interesting article on him in the last couple of days. He did an interview, and he was at Alabama for 4 years.
Yeah.
He was there with Saban early, and his dad and Saban had worked together. And he left Alabama, where he was in a very comfortable position, and he was 50 years old. And he knew, because he had grown up around the profession, he knew if he wanted to be a head coach. He said, you know, I knew I could stay at Alabama, and I had, you know, there had a great situation there, but I wanted to be a head coach. But I knew at 50 years old, I wasn't going to hang around there until I was 60 and probably get a shot.
Well, the clock's ticking.
Yeah, the clock starts 50. Ticking. Right. So he goes to a smaller school, and he'd been around it his whole life, and he said, I felt pretty good about it. I knew what a program needed, and I wanted to see if I could do it. And he did. He went smaller. James Madison worked his way to Indiana. The NIL transfer portal, all that's come about in that time. And he was able to work it and put it, and he put together a national championship team at Indiana.
One of the best ever.
Absolutely. So he's the highest. Let's work our way down, Dave. We've got a couple tied. Kirby Smart and Lane Kiffin. $13 million a year. They're tied at number two.
Now, talking about somebody that's getting paid a little too much.
Right.
Possibly it might be Kiffin.
Because he has not, he doesn't have the professional accomplishments.
He does not.
That Smart has.
He does not. But again, it goes back to great agents. We both know they have great agents.
Right.
But his accomplishments don't, to me, bear up to some of the others.
To being at that level.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with you. Tied at number four, Dave, at $12.5 million, Ryan Day and Kalen DeBoer.
I'll have to say Kalen DeBoer might be overpaid.
I would, similar to the Kiffin situation.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
You know, and again, he's got a great agent. He's cut him a great deal.
Right.
But is he worth that money?
Compared to Day, who's won a national championship.
And his, let's just, for nightmare's sake, let's just say it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know.
Sure.
Could go good. He could win one or more national championships. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if it does not go the way the fan base typically likes it to go.
Yes.
Well, his buyout is going to be huge. What is huge. His buyout? It's I think it's 85, isn't it?
It's like 80 is I think it starts at 90% of what's left.
Okay.
And then that percentage drops a little every year.
Right. So time will tell.
It will.
But that's something that's kind of bubbling if he doesn't perform to their expectations.
Yep.
Now, it is. That's just a fact.
Sure. Tied at six, Dave. We got a couple tied there at $11.5 million. Lincoln Riley at Southern Cal and Dabo Swinney at Clemson.
Sweeney's worth it to me. He is. Now, to review him in a quick spotlight, has he handled the NIL like a lot of teams have?
Right.
A lot of people are upset with him about that.
Right.
He could do a better job with that.
Yes.
And that maybe that will change sooner than later. But Day, he's worth it.
Yeah. What about Lincoln Riley?
No, he's not worth it.
Yeah. I would think, so because Riley and Sweeney are tied at 11.5, I would think Sweeney should make a little more than Riley.
I'm with you there.
Just because of his career.
Yes, I'm with you
the
there.
The span of his career.
I agree.
Tied at number eight, Dave, at $11.05 million. Two guys in the two big dog, biggest dogs in Texas, Mike Elko at Texas A&M. Steve Sarkisian at Texas, both $11.05 million.
Sarkisian's overpaid. He's overpaid to me.
Yeah.
Now,
Elko.
Elko, I think that's fair for Elko.
Yeah.
At this time.
He came from Duke.
He did.
Yeah, he stepped up. And then at number 10, Dave, the top 10, Dan Lanning at Oregon, $10.6 million.
He's worth it.
Yeah. Just, yeah, out there, out there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've gotten better. That whole Oregon program.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Even go back to when they played Auburn in the
sure.
National Championship. That program has steadily gotten stronger and stronger.
We remember Oregon. They weren't even a thought.
No.
You didn't think about Oregon.
And even back
in football.
When Auburn played them, you know, their defensive line.
Yeah.
And that, it's gotten better.
Oh, they're solid.
They look more kind of like an SEC team.
Absolutely. Dave, we're just minutes away handing this thing off, but let's recognize Class 5A Boys Golf. A championship awarded Scottsboro. The Scottsboro Wildcats, their first golf state championship.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to Scottsboro taking that 5A championship. And, Dave, we've got some championship play. We're just minutes away from it. We're fixing to hand this thing off to Taylor and Weems and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. They're in Montgomery, Dave.
Yes, they are.
Taking on the Shelby County Wildcats.
God, we need to win this game,
yeah,
coach.
We need to win this first one. We need to win it, no doubt. Hey, we thank you for sharing some of your morning with us. We're going to end this thing a little early, and we're going to Montgomery to Lagoon Park with Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, and our Clay Central Sports Network. All the action, our Lady Vols taking on the Shelby County Wildcats. You can catch them right here, right on the other side. We'll be back. We'll see you again in the morning. Have a great day, folks. Go Vols, and God bless.